Back on the Mighty 690, KGGF, Sam Speck, live from our KGGF studios on this Monday morning, joined in studio by a couple of commission members, Thomas Burke, Mayor of Caney, and Fred Gress, City Administrator. Good morning to the two of you.
Morning, Sam.
Welcome back in as we speak upon the commission meeting coming up this evening, and it's kind of based around something that a lot of cities right now are having to discuss, and it comes up once a year. It comes up actually more than that, and it is the budget of the 2019 fiscal year coming up, and that's going to be a big moment, a big topic this evening at the meeting as well. So, Fred and Thomas, let's hear a little bit about, let's expand on that.
Well, the budget is a rather lengthy process, Sam, because we started it, like other cities, several months ago, and you have to set your fiscal period budget 6 months ahead of time. So you have to get your crystal ball out, too, to be able to make these forecasts on revenues and expenditures and then what you want included. And this year's proposed budget does not rely on a property tax increase. In fact, there's just a little bit of a reduction. And then it does not, we have not planned any utility rate increases for 2019 either. Now, will that be a reality? I'm hoping, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen, but there's no planned utility rate increases. However, folks are going to start seeing work on the sewer system through a USDA grant for the wastewater treatment plant. That's already programmed into the budget because we will have to start making some payments on that once that all gets complete, but that won't get complete until 2019. And then the second phase of the sewer work, we're under the process now of securing the finances for a $3.6 million redo of the collection system. So when that one gets all said and done, the USDA is going to roll everything into one debt instrument, and we'll extend it to up to 40 years payback so that the monthly impact is as low as possible. Yeah. And hopefully the existing budget with perhaps an increase for consumer price increase, because motors that cost, you know, $500 just a few years ago are now $1,000. And it's hard for an entity to swallow all those kinds of increases. But I'm not sitting here saying that we're going to see an increase, because you just can't, you can't know that right now. So, but that's the big leadoff, and that's the public hearing. And the meeting starts at 7 o'clock, so if citizens want to come in and learn about the budget, please. That's why we're here. We're trying to increase interest and get people to come out. But there's several other items on the agenda that can probably spark quite a little bit of interest as well, Sam.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, and I think that that's a good point that you make as well, that, you know, you come on the radio, you have these public forums. And here recently, you know, we had a lot of dispute with the Montgomery County Commission and them increasing the budget for the 2019 fiscal year here in Coffeyville. And, you know, so it's those things right there that people see on Facebook and it smacks them in the face, when in reality you can have this information, you know, provided to you at these meetings. And it's right there. You guys, you know, I'm sure print out these papers. You know, it's an easy, accessible information. And then again, it is a forum. You can put your input. You can put your things. And, you know, just shortly that I've gone to these commission meetings, I'm surprised at the lack of attendance when there is these big, you know, audits or talking about budgets or anything like that, or, you know, it's a lack of attendance is what kind of raises my eyebrows a little bit.
Well, and Sam, also, most all cities, including Caney, if you want to be on the emailing list to get a copy of the agenda when we mail it out to the council members, all you have to do is request that.
Yeah. And it's as easy as that. I know I get mine for Independence and several others that I don't even attend. You know, right. It just comes to our news email, and it's as easy as that. And I'm sure you guys just send it out as a mass kind of email and accessibility for people out there. And I just, you know, the lack of attendance is what surprised me. It's a lot of these meetings, especially when it comes to your money, because that's where, you know, 95% of red flags is going up, is how are you spending my money? Where's my money going? And that is what, you know, that is the budget coming up. So you got that to talk about tonight. Thomas, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about how you guys had met up kind of as a, almost a community with a couple of community business owners as well. Talk about how you guys reflected off of that.
Yeah, you know, as I drive down 8th Street, you know, even Coffeyville has a lot of downtown businesses, just empty buildings, you know, and that's the same issue with Caney, and it faces a lot of other towns in the area. So, Danny got a downtown business meeting going. So on Saturday, Fred and I attended it. It lasted about 2 hours. We had a really good turnout. And what we're going to plan on is we're going to plan on a building tour of downtown Caney, getting all the information about the buildings, who owns them, what's for sale, and take everybody around one day, go around, look at them, you know, and try to shout from the rooftops that we have available space and try to encourage businesses to come into Caney and kind of inspire growth in the downtown area, because that's the main central hub. But again, it's off Main Street. I mean, it's off Highway 75, so not a lot of people turn, you know, and come down that area. So one thing that came up was a sign on 75, just pointing what businesses were this way, you know, thinking that people driving through, you know, they would turn and go through downtown, see what's going on, and stop and shop a little bit. So it was really, really a good meeting.
Yeah, and that's a good point that you make as well, because for someone that isn't from around this area, you know, I drive through Caney. I haven't really spent much more than filling up a tank of gas through Caney, unfortunately. I haven't gotten down there to spend too much time. But you're right, you know, you drive through that highway there, and you think this is the main stretch. This is the downtown of Caney. And I think a sign, that's a really, you know, great idea, to be honest with you, not only to put some flair, maybe, you know, make it a cool Caney sign, whichever, and then here's some businesses downtown. It's a good good idea for, you know, advertisement for them as well, not only, but your Main Street block as well, because, you know, as a city, I'm sure you guys benefit just off of more and more people coming and shopping in that downtown area. But you got to have businesses there to do it first. So
that's exactly right. There's a lot of regulations to put signs on the highway, though, so you have to go through a lot of hoops to jump through to figure out if you're even able to do that, even on an existing sign. So those are things that we're going to have to check on and make sure.
Lovely. Always got to, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's, you know, jump a few hoops to get there. But hopefully that does. I think a sign would be a good start. And then obviously, you know, having that availability to some businesses as easy as it is. Who do I purchase this from? Who do I go to rent it from? Who do I, you know, having all of that information available, I think will benefit you. Hopefully a couple of businesses pop in there pretty quickly. So,
and if there's any other people that want to look at this for their town, I mean, saveyourtown.com, they actually go through, they have a program and all that kind of stuff that they can look up. And
so. Very cool. All right, well, Fred, you were talking about something that you know, this 2019 budget obviously might raise some eyebrows. Hopefully the you're not asking for more money. We'll see. But you said a couple of things on that agenda.
Well,
there's
a couple other items, Sam, and you know, a lot of towns have suffered through this, but we've got some at least one, we've got several, but one building right now in downtown area that has some issues. It's lack of maintenance over the years. The front facade is starting to have brick issues that appear to be getting ready to start popping off, and the windows have broke out above the sidewalk area. We've had barricades up around it for quite a while, which is really pretty distracting to the downtown area, particularly people coming through town. You know, why would we want to stop here? They're barricading all their buildings off. So it's on the agenda tonight. The property owner's been given notice that she's required to repair what's there. We had a structural engineer in to look at it, and he has several suggestions. It's not like it's going to fall down tomorrow, but if something isn't done, it will be. And so the council is going to be asked tonight to issue an order, a directive that makes the owner repair or remove. And those sound like strong words, but part of the reason is you have to protect the public from the property. And so that's going to be a discussion tonight. And then, you know, one that I have a passion for is the state legislature appointed a joint task force to come up with the next 10-year transportation plan. And those meetings start on the 20th of September is the closest one for Caney folks, and that's in Pittsburgh. And I think it's critical that we as a city fashion a statement to give this task force as to what we believe the best transportation improvements for the Caney area are. And will they get considered? Yes and no. As you know, there was a plan and designs to fix 75 Highway as you come out of Oklahoma into Kansas. And it was close to going to bid when the governor stole the money. So he had to move it to a different area for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I hope the first priority for this position statement is complete what you started.
Yeah.
You know, because it does need to be fixed. And they already have the plans in place. So it isn't like they got to spend a lot of money to get ready to go to bid. They just need to simply go to bid and get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a topic that we've been talking about because there was a couple in particular here in Montgomery County, the 160-166 interchange and then yes. the Highway 75 entrance into Caney from Oklahoma. Now, you know, for obvious reasons, you can see why that 75 needs to be improved there. I mean, it is quite the little maneuver you have to make going from four lane to two lane, especially for someone that maybe didn't decrease their speed the way that they should have. It's kind of a dangerous stretch of road right there. So again, this is an opportunity for the public who may be listening right now. When was that? It's in Pittsburgh. I knew it was going to be in Pittsburgh. When was
it? September 20th.
September 20th. Another great opportunity for, you know, Caney residents to have their voice be heard. And it would be, you know, like you said, I would appreciate them to follow through with what they've already started, considering, you know, some utilities have been moved already at the 160-169. That's money that's already been spent. And then for us just to pass over these two Montgomery County projects, I think would be silly. So time to, as a Caney resident, time to really hit on that especially. So
yes, it is. And, you know, obviously staff is asking permission to attend the meeting and hopefully we can formulate a position statement that, hey, you know, we want you to consider these. And it's more than just the U.S. 75 correction.
Yep.
Are there other issues in the area that we need to be worried about? You know, they've built quite a few passing lanes in the past, and I don't know if any of you travel roads that have passing lanes on them now, but they make a world's of difference. And I honestly believe that on certain roads, you don't have to build the four-lane expensive highways. You can build significant passing lanes and achieve what you want to achieve. All you have to do is go drive them, and you'll see how important they are.
Yeah, out in western Kansas, you'd be surprised how many of those pop up out there. And if you know, obviously, you get stuck behind a wind turbine out there, you're pretty much stuck on the road. But other than that, yeah, it cuts down the safety of it. Because, you know, there are large trucks. There are, in this part of the country, there's trucks going everywhere, and there's people trying to make that two-lane more, you know, scary or sketchy than it should be. So maybe that would be the only defense that someone coming at the four-lane for. But again, that's on the driver, you know. Truly, if you just make it simple for the driver, have those passing lanes. In western Kansas, you can see the benefit of it, you know, directly, almost immediately between Garden and Dodge. There's that huge stretch right there where it is.
Sometimes when we're in cars, we're way too impatient.
Yes.
You know, we want to get around there quick, and I think a lot of times that, you know, causes accidents.
It does. And then communities expect it to be the cities, you know, like, oh, this road wasn't four lanes. It's like, no, you just, you know, really. Now, obviously, there are some circumstances where there are areas that need to be improved, that need to be growed. But I agree with you, Fred. There are many times where a four-lane highway could have actually just been turned into maybe a passing lane here or there, or widened shoulders or something to it that would cut down on costs here. So,
you know, when you're talking about Highway 75 too, right there where it comes into two lanes, a lot of water stands whenever it rains.
Very true.
So, you know, citizens need to be very careful whenever they're coming through there, because I know I've came through there faster than I probably should have at times.
Exactly.
You know, it's kinda,
it sneaks up on you too. Yeah. Like sometimes, you know, it's just, I'll admit to it, passing through it maybe a little bit faster than I should have, but, you know, it, even at the speed limit, it is kind of a hard left, hard right when you exit that forward lane. So have your voice be heard as, again, speaking with Fred Gress and Thomas Burke from the Caney Commission, as coming up here just about the bottom of the hour. Gentlemen, any final words that you guys wanted to hit on?
One other item that I think is pivotal for the future of Caney. Staff's going to be asking permission tonight to work with the city attorney to approach the owners of the old Good News building to lease purchase it. Of course, that's where we're proposing to build a grocery store, and it's time to make that next step. The owners are wanting to list it and sell it, so it's pivotal to the future of Caney to make that decision tonight. We either do it, or we probably are not going to be able to attract a grocery store. We've tried the private companies, and it's just too marginal. They like to make more money than what it's predicted to make. And if it's city-owned and operated, all we have to worry about is covering our bills, and which means we can bring low grocery prices, high quality, to the residents of Caney. And is there risk in it? Sure, there's risk in it. Name me one thing that doesn't have risk. But in my opinion, and hopefully tonight, we can move forward and get this done. We have a path to finance it. Mm-hmm. Put that together last week, but it involves debt, and it's just a community decision that needs to be made.
Yeah, and you had mentioned risk, kind of reward. Is this one of those items that has a greater reward than it does rise the risk? Because obviously you're asking for money, and you're obviously asking to dip down into the red a little bit, but keeping money, keeping tax dollars within Caney is, and you know, attracting a grocery store not only is, I think, vital to any community, but something that Caney's been trying to do for quite a long time. So lots of big stuff tonight on the agenda. Gentlemen, that is at 7 o'clock. Where's it taking place, Fred?
City Hall at the east end of the building. You come in on the east side of the building, and anyone and everyone's more than welcome. It's important that citizens get involved in the decisions that are made. I know they elect a representative, but at the same time, their voices need to be heard as well.
Yep.
So we'd appreciate it if they'd simply show up and talk about the issues we have, because these issues are going to affect them. So
certainly. City Administrator Fred Gress and Caney Mayor Thomas Burke, thanks for spending some time with us on this Monday.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.